on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donald Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk with the main evening news. In this bulletin, a large-scale illegal dump has been uncovered in the Falkara area. A TD says other Oireachtas members will be examining their property declarations after the resignation of Robert Troy as a junior minister last night. Serious safety concerns are raised over antisocial behaviour at the ambulance station in Castledurg. The Taoiseach and Finance Minister welcome new CSO figures showing record employment levels. And Donegal County Council's road safety officer says all road users have a responsibility to look after their own safety, but more importantly, to also consider the safety of others. Later in the bulletin, Oisin's here with sports news at around 5:15. And as it's a Thursday, we'll have farming news and views with Chris Ashmore directly after that at around about 5:20. We begin, though, with the discovery of a large-scale illegal dump in the Falkara area. 28 tonnes of household, construction, demolition and agricultural waste was recently removed from the site. The clean-up cost Donegal County Council €12,000. Councillor Michael McClaverty is the last Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District.
I would ask people to stop dumping because it's destroying the countryside. It's destroying the area development there, Falkara. Initially, this come to the attention there of tourists, actually highlighted this, and it's just ends up now to say, and a huge cleanup and a huge amount of money to the taxpayer. That's uncalled for. Have everybody done their own wee bit at home, take responsibility, do their own bit.
A TD says other Oireachtas members will be examining their property declarations after the resignation last night of Robert Troy. The Fianna Fáil TD stepped down as a junior minister after 2 weeks of controversy surrounding his property holdings and his failure to adequately declare them. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
Robert Troy took the decision to step down as junior minister last night, saying while one mistake was excusable, the litany of errors he'd made in relation to his property holdings showed a lack of due diligence. Sinn Féin whip Pádraig McLoughlin doesn't think the questions end here.
Well, it moved beyond just registering your interests very quickly. It went into the home realm of, you know, the issue of receiving rent payments in cash, the issue of not registering with the Residential Tenancies Board.
While People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy believes other Oireachtas members will be examining their own SIPO declarations.
I think the other questions now are going to flow is, are there other TDs who have not properly declared their property interests?
Labour leader Ivana Bacic thinks the whole saga reflects badly on Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
There's been really very little emphasis or priority put by government, by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and government, on ensuring high standards of ethics.
Robert Troy's denied he tried to conceal anything about his properties and said he's happy to answer any further questions to the RTB, SIPO or the Dáil.
Serious safety concerns have been raised over antisocial behaviour at the ambulance station in Castledurg. Incidents in buildings adjacent to the site have escalated in recent weeks, with the delivery of services now being impacted. It was decided this week not to deploy solo responders because of the risk involved. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says this is unacceptable behaviour and lives are being put at risk.
It has caused considerable difficulty for their daily operations and the vitally important role that our paramedics play in our community. They need to get quick access to the station. They need to be get in and get out safely in order to get to the person that they need to help in that critical moment. And what's been happening in recent weeks has hindered their ability to do the job, the important job that they need to do. And that is entirely a disgraceful and unjustifiable situation.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue have welcomed new figures showing record employment levels. The CSO has revealed over 205,000 jobs were created in the year to June, bringing the employment rate to an all-time high of 73.5%. The largest increase was in food and accommodation, but the hospitality sector remained below pre-pandemic levels. Statistician Sam Shrivner says most sectors have bounced back after the COVID-19 pandemic.
There were 34,000 more people who classified themselves as self-employed than a year ago, an increase of 11.2%. while the number of employees was 8.5% higher at just under 2.2 million. The number of females in employment in quarter two was 0.9% higher at just under 1.2 million, while the number of males in employment was 1.2% higher at 1.36 million.
Donegal County Council's road safety officer says all road users have a responsibility to look after their own safety, but more importantly, to also consider the safety of others. Brian O'Donnell says it's all too easy for people to stress their own right of way and allow frustration get the better of them. He says the road is a shared space and everyone has a responsibility to ensure that it's also a safe one.
Everybody has a responsibility for their own safety when they're using the road. As a pedestrian, as a cyclist, or any other road user, you have to look after yourself. And then, on the other hand, a motorist has to be aware that other people are using the road. And there is a responsibility on both sides to look after everyone. And it's a double-edged sword here, because everybody thinks that they have the right of way, but the paramount point here is the safety of everyone. And we have to have patience. We have to look out for everyone that actually uses the road. I know motorists will get frustrated because people, cyclists, even pedestrians, even runners, think that they have a right of way in the road, but it can't get down to that. We have to be. We're coming into a time of the year now. Obviously, the schools are going back to, everybody's going back to school after a fine summer. We're going to have extra traffic on the road. We're going to have kids using the road for the first time. We're going to have buses back on the road. Frustration is going to be paramount. We have a lot of roadworks out there. We're trying to promote the awareness of safety on the roads for all road users, and it's becoming more and more difficult because people do get frustrated and they think, going back to what I said, they think they have the right, but they don't. They have to. Everybody has a responsibility.
Brian O'Donnell there speaking on today's 9 till noon show. And remember, of course, as always, you can listen back to that full interview and indeed to the whole of the 9 till noon show on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the programme and see all the Zoom interviews as they unfolded on our Facebook pages and also on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. A wallaby that was missing in Tyrone since Monday has been found. The animal had escaped from the Glen Park estate near Omagh. Winnie was located last night after being detected on a night vision camera close to where she went missing. Richard Beattie of Glen Park Estate says finding her was one thing, catching her was another.
Well, Winnie was, she was in so deep dancing that she felt safe where she was at. When we were going through last night, tried to flush her out last night, was that you could be 2 yards from her. She just sat down so tight to the ground, and just the last second she moved the last minute, and we should go again.
The leaders of the five main churches in Ireland have issued a statement calling on governments in both jurisdictions to address the cost of living crisis. They say the situation is worsening with many already very vulnerable. Bishop Andrew Forster is president of the Irish Council of Churches. He's also the Bishop of Derry and Raphoe. He says people need more money and help to get through this particular time.
I think people actually need money. They need help to pay for heating costs. They need help in putting food on the table.
A Carndonagh councillor is welcoming the promise of a more visible Garda presence in the town, but says the focus must be on the need to secure a new and modern Garda station to serve the area. Councillor Albert Doherty was speaking after he and other North Inis Own representatives met with Gardaí, including two newly appointed sergeants to serve in the North Inis Own area. The meeting was told that Assistant Commissioner Michael McElgun recently visited North Inis Own and visited some stations in the area, and the meeting was told Carndonagh is on the priority list for a new Garda station. Councillor Doherty says that's to be welcomed, but it's important that the pressure is now kept up.
I believe the visit of Assistant Commissioner Michael McElgun was critically important. It rides on the back of commitments given in May, June from Chief Super Terry McGinn that the provision of a new Garda station for Carndonagh was her number one priority. We're saying to the Garda Estate Management and to the powers that be, Carndonagh has waited long enough.
It's emerged that more than 50% of funding allocated to Donegal County Council last year for walking and cycling infrastructure was not spent. The Green Party's Donegal chair says we need to do better and must start seeing faster progress. Over 5.5 million euro has been allocated to Donegal for active travel infrastructure this year. However, Michael White says so far just a fraction of that has been drawn down.
There is over 5.3 million allocated last year by the government to Donegal for active travel. That includes pathways, cycleways and other projects. But only 2.2 million was spent. So less than 50%, just under 50% of the amount available was spent. And that's a real, it's a huge disappointment.
And what may have been the cause for this underspend? Is it that the resources weren't there for the works to be carried out?
No, the government has, under the Green Party, the government put a large infrastructure in place with extra services, extra road engineers, etc., to assist county councils across the country, particularly rural county councils, to deliver more projects. So I think the problem in this case, it's really a mixture of our councillors not pushing enough to get local projects in. And part of the reason I'm raising this issue is I want to make sure that everybody in Donegal who's looking for new pathways in their town or village or new cycleways, they need to get onto their councillors and tell them the money is there. Like half of the money, over 2 million, wasn't spent last year. There's another 5 million allocated this year. And so far this year, maybe it's not an indication of what will be done over the total year, but so far I think around about only 100,000 has been drawn down so far out of a budget of 5 million this year. So the reason I'm raising this is to really encourage people to get onto their councillors and press for projects. If you're anxious that your children can walk safely to school or that you can cycle with your kids, get onto your councillors about this.
Michael White there speaking to Michaela Clark. And what's been described as a new eco-friendly treatment to help eliminate Japanese knotweed has been developed in Donegal. It's being trialled in a special project in Inishowen. KPM Soils, based in Carndonagh, has developed what they say is an environmentally safe solution through composting. It's called Knotweed Novel Organic Treatment, or KNOT for short. They introduced the product at a recent workshop in Inishowen and applied the treatment to the Japanese knotweed opposite the Inishowen Co-op in Carndonagh. They say it'll take around 6 weeks for the effects of the treatment to be fully visible on the plant. The Inishowen Rivers Trust is one of the groups which organised the workshop along with IDB. Its project officer is John Duffy.
We're not introducing anything chemical or harmful to the environment. There's no detrimental impact at all to the area around it. We're not disturbing the soil. It's a way of treating the problem right at source. The other upside, of course, is that we're not using chemicals close to waterways. Invasive species, particularly knotweed, are highly transmissible along our in waterways. So anytime we can use an alternative to chemicals that are going to have a bigger impact in the broader environment, the better.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with a football and the draw for the group stage of this season's Champions League is about to get underway. Manchester City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, Celtic and Rangers are all in the pot. 32 teams are set to be split into four groups of eight with matches to take place between September and November. No clubs from the same league can be drawn in the same group. Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley has called on his players to press better and be more together in their second leg of their Europa League playoff this evening. The trail Hungarian champions Ferencváros by 4-0 get into the tie. Said to be a special night for Ronan Funn, who will equal Gary Rogers as the League of Ireland player with the most appearances in European competitions. Kick-off at the Tala Stadium is at 8 o'clock. In the Conference League playoffs this evening, West Ham take a 3-1 lead to Denmark for their second leg with Vibor, and Linfield resume level at 2-2 with Latvian side RFS. Celtic have signed former West Ham striker Asad Haksabanovic from Rubin Kazan. That's subject to international clearance. He becomes the first ever player from Montenegro to move to Parkhead. Stoke have sacked manager Michael O'Neill after a poor start to the season in the EFL Championship. They sit a point above the relegation places, having won just one of their opening five league games. O'Neill, who was previously in charge of the Northern Ireland national team, joined the club in November 2019. Donegal Junior League action continues tonight with the Brian McCormick Cup in the Goodore area. Cranford play Kilmacrenan Celtic at 6:30. And in the Lifford Group A, Convey Arsenal are up against Dermohill, and that one gets underway at 7:30. In rugby, former England flanker Jo Brown will win her first cap for Ireland in Saturday's second test against Japan. The Worcestershire back row has been selected a blindside flanker, with head coach Greg McWilliams making three changes from last week's one. Donegal native Laura Feely will start at loose head prop. Hannah O'Connor moves to the second row in place of the injured Sam Monaghan, with Grace Moore coming into the team at number eight. Novak Djokovic has confirmed he won't be able to travel to New York for next week's US Open. The 21-time Grand Slam champion, who was deported ahead of the Australian Open earlier this year, is unvaccinated against COVID. The United States hasn't allowed any non-citizens who haven't been jabbed into the country since October of last year. Rory McIlroy begins his bid to win a third FedEx Cup crown this evening. He'll tee off at Eastlake at 6:45 Irish time, 6 shots behind playoff leader Scotty Scheffler. Scheffler begins with a 2-shot advantage over the field in Atlanta at 10-under. Finally, just looking ahead to the score tonight, we'll be hearing from the Bunnaggy United and Derry City camps ahead of their FAI Senior Cup ties tomorrow night against Shelburne and Cork City respectively. Letterkenny head coach Paul O'Kane looks ahead to the new rugby season. Brendan McDade previews the Donegal Half Marathon, and we'll have reaction from the Mark English Homecoming, which took place yesterday evening at the Finn Valley Centre. It's all part of the Score programme tonight, which starts just after the 7 o'clock news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Well, it's Thursday, it's 18 minutes past 5. Time for Farming News and Views. We say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their 3 offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union. Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about the Donegal Mule Group and also the costs associated with the new Agri-Climate Rural Environmental Scheme Acres. But first, Hedgerow Week 2022 gets underway from tomorrow and runs until next Friday to coincide with the opening of the hedge cutting season on the 1st of September. Hedgerow management is becoming increasingly important due to the role that they play in biodiversity and carbon. Well, Chagas has a number of events online and at locations around the country, and more details are available on the Chagas website. Darren Carty, Sheep and Schemes Editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, will look at the very latest analysis of the Agri-Climate Rural Environmental Scheme Acres very shortly. But firstly, the Donegal Mule Group annual sale of hoggets and lambs takes place tomorrow in Stranorlar Livestock Mart. There will be big interest, and there was last week, Friday and Saturday, there was a similar sale down in Mayo, and by all accounts that went particularly well.
Definitely, Chris. It was a lot better than anticipated. That breeding sales have been tricky enough so far this year. A combination of, I suppose, higher input costs, maybe drought in the east of the country. But sales there were definitely bright. I was at it myself on Friday, and the hogget sale, over 50% of hoggets on offer, sold between 200 and 250 per head. And it was the plainer or maybe lighter quality hoggets that were most improved, with prices from 180 to 200 in general. So they would have been up about maybe 20 euros in this time last year, with prices overall maybe up a tenner. And then on Saturday there was 2,000 mule your lambs. And again, that was a very bright sale. General run of prices, the average price across, say, the 2,000 your lambs was 144 euros a head. Lighter your lambs sold from 115 to 140. They'd be weighing somewhere between 36 and maybe 40 kilos. And then, say, stronger your lambs from 42 to 46 kilos upwards, anywhere from sort of 130 to 180. There was a couple of pins of prize winners that hit over 200, but that's, I suppose, it isn't purely reflective of the sale.
Mm. So this augurs well for the sale in Stranorlar Livestock Mart. And it's interesting to note the local organisers, they even have a discounted rate in local hotels. So there will be people coming from far and wide for this.
Yeah, there will. I know even that, say, our farm manager in Tullamore Farm, Sean Diver, he's from Donegal, he's from up around Kildare. He's gone up the last few years. And he said, not only does the sale be good activity, he said there'll be a hive of activity after. He said, you know, buyers from Kilkenny, Tipperary, Offaly, right across the country come up for sheep. So it's also generate a bit of economic activity for the town as well, which is no harm.
Indeed. Well, turning to other matters and the continuing debate, of course, about the acres scheme. There is going to be a lot of red tape, and I suppose one of the things that you've been concentrating on this week, firstly, not unexpectedly, farmers along the western seaboard are more likely to benefit, but ultimately, I suppose the question being asked is, will it be worth it? You really do have to do a bit of a cost-benefit analysis.
Definitely. This is the biggest element, or the biggest one that we're getting a reaction on. So, like, the big question up to now, when we covered it the week before, was how do I get in? But equally, farmers are also saying that, right, if I, say, take an option like planting 100 trees to improve my eligibility of getting in, or for a lot of farmers in Donegal, they'll have a good chance because they might have a bit of commonage or natural ground, but what will it actually be worth? Now, for farmers, I suppose, along the West Coast, or what's really driving this is maybe lower stock farmers, or farmers that have a bit of marginal ground that isn't farmed maybe as intensively. They have the potential to put together a suite of measures that delivers a significant payment that won't be eaten into over, it won't be significantly eaten into by having the cost of compliance. And if I can give two examples, Chris, if I have time to do that, say wild bird cover, or what will be known as winter bird food plot, there's a payment of €1,000 per hectare for that. The last time out in Glass, this got people priority access, so a lot of people are considering it again this time. I suppose, really dependent on if you have to hire a contractor in to do your work, or if you can do some of your own work, because figures we did show that if you had to say maybe you have to hire a contractor in, you could be looking at giving 60 to 70% of the payment that you get back to the cost of complying with that measure. Whereas there's another measure there, extensively grazed pasture, which is sort of ground that wouldn't be heavily fertilised. You're farming it or continuing to farm it that way to try and promote more natural species or wildflowers. And they're not the wildflowers that we become accustomed to now, the natural sort of wildflowers. And there's a payment of €200 per hectare on that. It's about, I suppose, maybe putting down on one side of the sheet of paper the measures that might suit, and then putting on the right hand side, well, what is the payment rate, and more importantly, what can I expect to hold on to when this is paid for?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a case of, in theory, it looks very good. In practice, there might be a little bit more involved. And then overall, I mean, what sort of costs can we expect farmers to be paying if they want to apply for the new acres scheme?
A colleague of mine, Rachel Donovan, rang a lot of the private planners, rang Chagas this week to see around, say, planning costs. So Chagas have said that their plans will start, that they haven't done, say, a final pricing system yet in their plans, and the plans will start from €450 upwards. Some of the private planners have said that it'll be somewhere in the region of €500 to €800, depending on the plans, with cooperation plans maybe costing more. So while the Chagas, I suppose, one there looks very reasonable or looks very competitive, we have to wait until the full, I suppose, maybe price and policy or the price list is put out. Just say if you want to put in a plan, Chris, and that you avail of the services of a planner, whether it be Chagas or private plan or whatever, and if the cost to do that plan is €600, well, if that plan doesn't get accepted, that €600 has to be paid, where you have no comeback on that. And I think that's why a lot of advisors, when they're in discussions with farmers at the moment, they're advising them to pick options that improve their eligibility. It's worth noting as well, because this will be applicable to a lot of farmers in Donegal, is there's plans that have commonage or natura lands that they're going to get priority entry. So you don't have to worry as much around, say, selecting a measure that will improve your eligibility, because you're going to be bumped up along the list of, I suppose, first on the list to get in that case.
So finally, Darren, in a nutshell, take the advice, be careful what you're doing, and there's a few red flags being raised here. It's not exactly what it says on the tin.
No, and look, it's not to say to dampen it either. Like, for a lot of farmers here, there is a significant payment that can be gotten, particularly for farmers that are in Glass, maybe have that area of ground that's less intensively farmed. That provides, say, a good start point of maybe 2,000 as a start and payment, and it's to build on top of those measures. But it's just, as you said, it's about being demanding, I suppose, of the advisor when he comes out to you on, right, this is what I can get, and then working out what the cost of compliance is.
And that was Darren Carty, Sheep and Schemes editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union, Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
Well, the forecast for this Thursday evening, it'll be cloudy for the rest of the day with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle turning heavy in places, light to moderate southwest winds becoming variable in direction. Cloudy for a time tonight with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, localised heavy falls of rain possible with patchy mist and hill fog, drier, clearer conditions however will set in before morning, lows of 11 to 13 overnight in light to moderate variable winds. They'll become northwest as the night goes on. Largely dry tomorrow with brighter sunny spells, some isolated showers. Highs of 15 to 17 in light to moderate northwest breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. News in brief, and a large-scale illegal dump has been uncovered in the Falkara area. 28 tonnes of household construction, demolition and agricultural waste has been removed from the site. It cost Donegal County Council €12,000 to clear it. A TD says other Oireachtas members will now be very carefully examining their property declarations after Robert Troy resigned as a junior minister overnight. He stepped down after 2 weeks of controversy around his property holdings. Serious safety concerns have been raised over antisocial behaviour at the ambulance station in Castledurg. Incidents in buildings adjacent to the site have escalated in recent weeks. Now it's been decided not to deploy solo responders, with local MLA Daniel McCrossan saying lives are being put at risk. And the wallaby, which went missing in Tyrone on Monday, has been found. Back with more at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 25th of August. The death has occurred of Mary Breslin, Naomh McGarrigle, 4, Innisfree Gardens, Strabane. Mary's remains will repose at the family home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Anne McFarland, Carrick-na-Mart, Manor Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Jenny and partner Jason's home at Cornegilla Convoy. Family and friends welcome. Removal from there on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock for 2 o'clock funeral service at Raymochy Parish Church, Manor Cunningham, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital and Raymochy Parish Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Anne Coyle, 12, Hillview Park, Castledurg, formerly of Polyarnon. Anne's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Anne McFadden, née Friel, the Mall, Ballyshannon, formerly of Ballymichael, Fanad, reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. House private, please, at all other times. Removal on Saturday morning to St. Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the Abbey Cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Anne's funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. And the death has taken place of Margaret Margot Matthews, 128 Melmount Road, Sion Mills. Family and friends welcome at her late home. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Murlough, Lifford, followed by interment in Botany Graveyard, Droit, Newton Stewart, at approximately 12:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Hood and Company, Undertakers. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.